Isaiah chapter 8. And the Lord said to me, take a great scroll and write in it with a man's pen about Maher Shalal Hashbaz. Now, this is one of the sons of Isaiah, and his name really means that judgment is going to come very soon. So I took to me faithful witnesses to record Uriah the priest and Zechariah. And I went to the prophetess, that's his wife, and she conceived and bare a son. And the Lord said to me, call his name Maher Shalal Hashbaz. For before the child will have knowledge to cry my father or my mother, before he can say mummy or daddy, the riches of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria, that's the capital of the 10 tribes, will be taken away before the king of Assyria. Now, the significance of that is that the people of Judah were really frightened about the king of Damascus and about the king of the 10 tribes, because Judah was the 2 tribes, because the king of the 10 tribes, this king of Israel, had made a friendship with the king of Damascus. And they thought, oh, how can we possibly stand against them? We're going to be destroyed. And God is saying, don't worry. Judgment's going to come upon those people, and that's all very soon going to be taken away by the king of Assyria. So what appears to be absolutely strong and absolutely too powerful for us to overcome, don't worry about it. That in the end, God, in the final end, is greater than man. And the Lord spoke to me again, saying, because this people refuses the soft, gentle waters of Shiloah, and they rejoice in Rezin and the son of Remaliah, now therefore, behold, the Lord brings up upon them the waters of the river, strong and many, the king of Assyria, and all his glory, and he will come up over all his channels and break all his banks. He will pass through Judah, overflow it, and will reach even to the neck, and the stretching out of his wings will fill the breadth of your land, O Emmanuel. So, because they so feared these 2 kings of Damascus and Samaria, and because they refused the gentle words of Isaiah, which is like the gentle waters of Shiloah, so God says, okay, the king of Assyria is going to come upon you as well. And he's going to be like a flood that covers the land, as if someone's about to drown and the water gets right up to his neck, only his head is above the water. And that head that was above the water represented Jerusalem. Assemble yourselves, O you people, and you will be broken. Listen, all you of far countries, you too will be broken in pieces. If you take counsel together, it's going to come to nothing. Whatever word you speak will not stand, but God is with us. In other words, they were seeking strength from their own agreements they were thinking of making with people, the advice they were taking from amongst themselves, the words of this man or that man. And Isaiah is saying there's only one thing that will save you, and that's God's word of promise. And that's why we read the Bible every day, because here we have God's word to us, the hope that we can live beyond this world and that we will live forever in God's kingdom. And you will not find strength in men, even though people think that if I've got this friend and that friend, this is going to be good for me and this is going to be my salvation if he's on my side and he's my friend. That's not how it works out at all. Don't say a confederacy. That is, this confederacy, this friendship between Damascus and the king of Samaria. Don't fear their fear, nor be afraid. Same with us. We don't have to fear the world being destroyed or fear that this or that is coming upon the earth, because eventually we know that this earth will be ours forever, and we will inherit this earth. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, let him be your dread. Anything you need to fear ultimately is not being in God's kingdom, which means the only thing to worry about finally is your own sins. But they, if you're a believer, those sins are all dealt with. And he will be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling and a rock of stumbling to both the houses of Israel, that's Israel and Judah, and for a trap and a bird trap to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Many among them will stumble and fall and be broken and be taken. Bind up the testimony, seal the Lord among my disciples, and I will wait upon the Lord that hides his face from the house of Judah, and I will look for him. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. So I think this is Isaiah saying, okay, so then the majority of people do not want to seriously hear God's word. Even though they were still going to the temple at that time, they were still claiming to be believers. But he says, okay, as for me and my family, as for me and my house, we are just going to wait for God to act. And this is how I feel with us, that we live in a world that may claim to be believing, may claim even to be Christian, and they may go to their churches and so on, but they are not going the right way. And it is for us to say, okay, I will wait for the Lord. I am going to love God and devote myself to him and wait for his action and for his judgment. And if they say to you, look over here or look over there, listen to that wizard, listen to that witch. No, a people should seek to their God. Why would living people go to the dead for advice? If people do not speak according to the law and the testimony of God, it is because there is no light in them. And so that's the thing, that people have said, oh, read this book, listen to this, oh, this might be the answer. And in the end, it is only the Bible that is going to be the ultimate answer, and it is only the actual word of God that will have meaning.